Welcome, ladies, to your own program, Women's Voices. Today we have with us Chris Brew, the coordinator of Elder Abuse in Age Concern. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you, Rizwan.
It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Chris, can you tell us something about what Age Concern is? What services it provides to the citizens, migrants, and refugees? And how does it apply to the elder people?
Okay. Thank you, Rizwan. Age Concern is a not-for-profit organisation. We have been going for about 50 years in New Zealand. There are approximately 30 branches around the country. And the aim of Age Concern is to promote the rights and the well-being of people over the age of 60. We have a national office in Wellington, and we have a policy analyst in our national office. They're very, very close to the government, so they're always speaking with the government about issues relating to people over the age of 60. Anybody is able to come to Age Concern for advice or for support, information about issues relating to their older relatives, or the older person themselves is more than happy. We're more than happy to receive calls or visits from any of New Zealand's citizens. And our branch, the branch that I work in, is in Mount Eden. We're at number 540 Mount Eden Road, and our phone number is 623-0184. If I could just talk, Rizwan, about some of the services that we offer at Age Concern Auckland.
I was going to ask you that question.
Thank you. Okay. One of the excellent services that we have at Age Concern is a accredited visiting service. And the coordinator for that service is Anthea. And if I wanted to go and visit someone living in the community, Anthea would find out what my interests and hobbies are. I would receive some training and some ongoing training and support on how to communicate with older people and other issues relating to people over the age of 60. Now, it could be that my mum is quite lonely living at home. She doesn't really get to see very many people, and she would like to have a visitor. So Anthea will advertise for people who would like to give an hour of their time each week to go and talk with somebody that lives maybe close by to them. So Anthea would also find out what the interests and hobbies are of the older person, so that the two people, the person being visited and the visitor, have something maybe in common to start with. And the object is that over time a friendship will be built, and it's just another way of reducing the isolation that some older people may feel in our community.
That sounds a very good idea.
Oh, it's a lovely service, Rizwan.
Especially for people who are maybe migrants, refugees, don't have a family here.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I would say that we probably have 150 maybe visitors that will go and visit someone. Mm-hmm. Many ethnicities are represented, as are different languages spoken. So if you think that maybe nobody would be available to speak your language, well, you may be surprised. So please give us a call at Age Concern and ask to speak with Anthea about that service.
Anthea.
Yeah. And she could talk with anyone about that service. Yeah.
And even if the language they speak is not English, mm-hmm. they can ask for somebody who speaks their language.
Surely. It's quite possible that we may have a visitor that can communicate with you in your own language, which I'm sure would be lovely. Would be lovely. So that's the accredited visiting service, Rizwan. At Age Concern Auckland, we also have a financial management service. It could be that I, as an older woman, maybe my eyesight is failing and I'm not able to read my mail and my bills that come in, and I can't manage as well as I used to. So Leanne will manage all of my finances for me. She'll pay all my bills, make sure everything's going through on time, set up automatic payments, things like that. And then if I'm living at home, she will come and deliver some money to me, some of my own money. She'll come and deliver that to me once a fortnight so that I could do my shopping and things like that. But she will manage all of my bills and other things.
And this service is fully, completely volunteer service, or is there a charge to it?
There is a small charge to it, okay. Unfortunately. There's quite a lot of paperwork in regards to that service.
So, so
there is a small charge. Okay. There is no charge for the visiting service, but there is a small charge for the financial management service.
Sounds quite fair enough.
Yeah, there's a lot of work involved. One of the other services that Age Concern has is a health promotion service. And currently there are two programs that we are running, and one of them is called Step Ahead. And this is a falls prevention program for older people. From the feedback that I'm hearing, it's very, very popular, and people have been very pleased that they've gone. So if you have concerns about falling around your home and would like a little bit of information on how you can protect yourself, the program talks about facts about falls. I don't know whether many people realise, I think that about half of the admissions to hospital in regards to older people relate to falls. So it's really, really important that we know some of the traps that can be prevented. The program talks about exercise, discusses eyesight changes, foot care, managing our stress, relaxation, safety around the home, managing our medicines, and about physical well-being. It's a great course, Rizwan, a great course. And if anybody would like to take part in that course, if they ring Age Concern, that's 623-0184, and ask to speak with Sue. Sue is a coordinator for that service, and it's called Step Ahead. It's a great program. One of the other health promotion courses that we have is called Safe with Age. And as I'm sure many of your listeners know, as we age, we have to sit our driving tests a little bit more frequently than we have in the past. And Safe with Age is like a refresher course for people that maybe haven't sat a course in regards to their driving for a long time. I know if I sat a test at the moment, I probably would fail Rizwan because I can't remember all the rules. So it's a really good opportunity for people to just come up to speed with what's actually happening on our roads and what the new rules may be. And maybe give a little bit more confidence when you are going to be sitting your test. So again, that one is called Safe with Age. And if you call Age Concern on 623-0184 and ask to speak with Jane, Jane is the coordinator for that service, Rizwan. Some great health promotion courses. We also have, for your listeners that may have a permanent disability and they're not able to use public transport and they don't have access to a car, they could make application to Age Concern for what we call taxi vouchers. And what that means, you have to go through quite a process. You've got to get a photo taken and you have to go and see your GP. But you may be entitled to catch taxis and only pay half price. So you only pay half the fare. So again, if anyone thinks that they meet the criteria, please give us a call at Age Concern and we can send out all the information to you about that. Again, it just enables people to get around and not be as isolated as they could be on some occasions. We also have a national newspaper that's published probably once every 6 to 8 weeks. It's called Positive Living. And you would find that in your local library or your local Citizens Advice Bureau. And the paper is related to all issues related to people over the age of 60. It's a great paper, Reswan. And there's a in the middle of the paper is a section all related to all the different age concerns within the greater Auckland region.
Now, Chris, what about there's something like mobility card which they have for parking their cars in different, marked out areas.
Yes.
Is that also given by Age Concern?
No, it's not, Rizwan. If anybody would like one of those mobility cards, they would need to contact, they're called CCS. So if you have a look in the phone book, it's just under CCS. I don't have their phone number, Rizwan.
Thank you for that.
They're the providers of those cards. Yeah. And then one of the other services that Age Concern offers is the Elder Abuse and Neglect Service. And as you said earlier, that's the service that I coordinate. And if I could just read a little something from our brochure, Rizwan. For some older people, their worst fear isn't dying, it's living. Living with a constant dread of loneliness, confusion and neglect. Living to be abused, physically, mentally or financially. Living to be taken advantage of or just forgotten. We are willing to do something about it. So again, if you have concerns about someone you know, or the concern may be about yourself, please give me a call at Age Concern and we'd love to hear from you and see how we can help.
Chris, what would you say elder neglect is? What do you mean when you say neglect?
Neglect, okay. There are two types of neglect, Rizwan. There is what we call active neglect and passive neglect. And active neglect would be denying an older person the basic necessities that could result in harm. And it could be necessities like not socialising with others, keeping them quite isolated, maybe not providing them with enough food. It could be that maybe I'm looking after my mum and my mum has dementia and she wanders all the time and I don't know how to manage that other than to tie her to a chair while I have to dash down the road to the shops. Because there is nobody else to care for her. So leaving her alone when I know it's not safe to do that, that could be neglect. Mm-hmm. Or it could be that I am not providing my mum with things that I didn't even know she needed. And that's what we call passive neglect. I just didn't know that my mum needed this or she needed that. It could be if I were neglecting my mum, I was living with my mum in her home and she was getting more and more frail and I know that she really needed to go into care. I couldn't look after her anymore, but I didn't want her to go into care because then I might have to use some of her money to pay for her care and I want to keep that money for me. So that is a form of neglect, not providing her with what she needs. I may not provide her with enough food. I may not provide her with enough warmth. We've had cases in the past where mum may be living in the South Island with her husband and her husband dies. And I might say to my mum, well, I'm worried about you being down on the South Island by yourself. Come and live with us. So she comes to live with us and we've got a little flat downstairs and she lives in there and we're doing really well. But come wintertime, it gets quite cold downstairs and she has the heater on a lot. And then I get the power bill and I see how much money is being spent on the heat downstairs. So I take the heater away so that she's not being provided with the warmth that she needs. So it's depriving her, taking away from her the things that she needs most.
So when you say, Chris, the mom needs to go in care.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean that she has to be hospitalized or something like that?
It could well be that she needs to go into a rest home, Rizwan, you know, so that she can be provided with the 24-hour care that she needs. Okay. Yeah.
I got that.
Yeah. And some of the signs of someone that may be being neglected, it could be that they've lost a lot of weight quite recently, and there doesn't seem to be any medical reason for that. They could have quite sunken eyes and sunken cheeks. It could be that they may have injuries on their body, and the injuries are not really being taken care of as well as they could be. I've been working with a lady whose carer says that he makes sure she has a shower every day, but we can see she hasn't, Rizwan. It's been quite some time since she's had her hair washed and her nails, and, you know, so her personal cares, are not being managed as well as they could be. It could be that the clothing could be in poor repair. It could be that it's winter time now, it's cold outside, and mum is wearing a very thin cotton dress, so she's not dressed as she should be for the season. As I mentioned earlier, it could be that mum is being, or dad, is being tied to a chair while the children go out, and they think it's safe, but it's not appropriate, Rizwan. It could be that maybe mum or dad's eyesight is failing, and nobody has thought to get new glasses, get the eyes checked, the teeth, to get our teeth checked and our hearing, all those kinds of things, Rizwan.
So, Chris, who decides, who's to make the decision that... What are these are the signs that the family should take into account and approach age concern. Is it so?
Surely.
Okay.
Quite often we may get a call, say for instance, I'll use myself as an example again, if I'm caring for my mum and my sister or my brother are quite concerned about mum's appearance. As I say, she's lost a lot of weight. She's not looking very good at all, and they might be concerned about how I'm caring for her. So they're more than welcome to phone Age Concern and talk with the coordinator of the Elder Abuse Service to find out how this can be sorted out, how things can be improved for mum. Yeah.
Sometimes the carer himself or herself may be confused and overworked and things like that.
So surely.
Just in that case, they can come to Age Concern and, you know, address at least their concern or what they are feeling, because they may be also needing some sort of clarification or help.
Absolutely, Rizwan.
Will Age Concern help them?
Surely. We may not be able to provide the service ourselves, but we can certainly put people in touch with the organisations that provide what they call respite, being able to give everybody a little bit of a break. Maybe I've been looking after my mum for 3 years and I've been doing it all by myself, and mum is up at night and I don't get to sleep much. So, and I'm doing this 7 days a week. At some stage, I'm going to crack, Rizwan.
Yes, exactly.
The stress
That's
just gets,
yes.
yeah, the
That's
stress just gets too much. It gets too much. But there is help available. So please, yeah, once again, give us a call and we can point people in the right direction.
So you don't need to sit down and suffer. Just call out for help.
Absolutely. And help is...
concern, yes.
Yeah. Help is definitely there, Rizwan. And there are some great supports in the community help those who are caring. Because it's often said, if life is made a little easier for the carer, ultimately life is made easier for the older person themselves. And we're all human, and we can only care for so long, and the stress takes its toll.
we have our limitations.
We surely do.
What happens if the older person is all alone without any family, and then maybe not in a condition to discern and come to age concern? Mm. What happens then?
Quite often, Rizwan, we do work with older people who, as you say, live alone, have no family, and we work with some people who what we call self-neglect. You could go to somebody's home and the grass is really, really high and the house looks like it hasn't been maintained for a number of years. There could be a lot of animals around the property that are being fed by the older person, and they take care of the animals, but they themselves, maybe not coping as well as they could be. Quite often we get calls from neighbours that are concerned. They're aware of this older person living by themselves next door, but they are quite concerned that maybe they're not looking after themselves as well as they could be. So we will quite often make a visit and let the older person know about our services. I have to say, Rizwan, when I look at somebody's home, I look at their home through my own eyes, through my own values and beliefs. Mm. I may not think that that house is as tidy as it could be, but we are all free to live the life we choose to make, as long as we are safe and as long as we are not impinging on somebody else's safety. Now, it could be that the older person is maybe confused. Maybe their memory's not as good as it used to be, and they've forgotten a lot of things. They've forgotten how to take care of themselves personally, and maybe how to prepare meals for themselves. Again, we can, with the older person's consent or their next of kin's consent, we can assist in bringing supports and services into the home so that they don't have to live with all of this confusion and possibly being not fed as well as they could be.
Chris, knowing that, knowing what elder neglect is and that help is available, could you just tell us how could we prevent neglect right from the beginning, because it's always said prevention is better than cure. So how do we do that?
Okay. Rizwan, I would suggest that the prevention relates to the neglect as well as the abuse, any form of neglect or abuse that an older person may be suffering. And I suppose really from age concerns perspective, prevention is, it's all about making the most of the benefits of being older. Old age can be a state of mind. I could be 65 and be a very old 65, or I could be a very young 65. Yeah, it's all in the mind. And so much of it is about our attitude and the way we view our lives, as it is about what we do. So it could well be that I have a view of life that I can make a difference, I can change things, rather than things being done to me and there's nothing I can do about that. I can feel in charge. Okay. And a positive view helps a person live a life that is satisfying, and that can be even in the face of some constraints. And we're talking about the physical, the intellectual, the emotion, and the spiritual well-being of a person. I would say that people age well when they are able to contribute and be part of society, participate in society, as much as they wish to, you know, and with respect and support from their families and their communities. We're all very interdependent. We don't all live in isolation, and it's really important to be able to feel that you are part of society. There are many myths and stereotypes around about older people. Some of them that I've heard are that all older people are ill, they're frail, disabled, and likely to live in care institutions. Well, that's not the case. In New Zealand, I think there's just under less than 5% of older people live in a care facility. So that means that 95% of people over the age of 60 are living in the community. They may be living alone or with family, but they are living in the community. So that's one of the myths that we need to debunk and let people know that's not true. It's often talked about greedy oldies. Again, that's not true. Many older people contribute their time. They volunteer their time to community organisations. I've read somewhere that older people give over 100 million hours a year to volunteering.
That's
go
true.
The older person.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah.
It is very true. And I think that needs to be acknowledged, you know, and appreciated. When I talked before about our attitudes, it could be being optimistic, having a faith or a belief in a higher being, having the confidence and the courage to step outside your door and join a new club maybe, maintaining a sense of adventure, looking forward to new things to try, having determination. A sense of humour, I find, always helps me as well.
Yeah, that's
quite often in the darkest times, I find that if I can have a good laugh, I feel a lot better. Being able to maintain, keep up those relationships that we have with others, whether it be family, whether it be friends, whether it be the clubs that you belong to. Again, being part of the community, having a sense of pride in who we are, and a sense of determination in the face of some things that maybe are going on that are not too good, an acceptance of give and take, reciprocity, a desire to live a quality life, being able to adapt to the changes that are coming along, seeing them as maybe a challenge, as an opportunity. One lady I heard speak, Rizwan, she said that she had lost her driver's license and that left a great big hole for her in her life. So she filled that and she got an electric scooter, and now she drives her electric scooter. She might not be able to drive her car, but she can drive her scooter. So, yeah, filling that gap with something else. A key factor for positive ageing and the prevention of elder abuse is the freedom to be able to stay in charge, stay in control, and to be able to make decisions for yourself. That's really, really vital on how you want to live. And a family should want to do with the older person rather than do for the older person. I think as a society, we're quite good at saying, well, I think mum needs, I think dad needs, without actually having spoken with mum or dad about what it is that they need. So taking charge. So I think the older person has to stand up and say, whoa, hang on. I love the fact that you want to be involved, but please listen to what I need. Listen to what my wishes are. Staying active. That's really, really important. And I mean physically as well as mentally and socially. That helps to improve our health and our well-being in older years. And I would suggest for any of us in our 50s, 60s, thinking ahead, looking at where we would like to be when I'm 70, when I'm 80. What would I like to be doing? You know, and setting some goals on how we can achieve that. And that can lead for greater satisfaction in our lives.